Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining me as my special guest on the program today is Kurt Wolf from McDepp.com. And Kurt, as we look at the markets this year, it's amazing to see the what I call the bifurcation of performance in the energy sector. If I look at the energy stocks, the S&P energy sector is up a little over 18%, so it's underperforming the S&P itself. But then if you look within the energy sector, you can find companies like EOG, which are just having a blowout year.
That's right. EOG is certainly outperforming, along with some of the smaller cap independents like Cimarex and Whiting and Continental Resources. They're all in the fracking business. So the pure frackers have been good stocks this year, but the large companies, which are, also have some fracking exposure and broader exposure, have been underperforming.
So it looks like if you're in the fracking business and you have a good shale play like EOG or Whiting, you've done, you know, phenomenal. I mean, I take a look at ExxonMobil, and I want to get to that and Warren Buffett's move into that area. But, you know, you have companies like EOG up 37%. You have Noble Energy up 37%. And you and I have talked about this in the past, but if you really want to make a play in energy with the upside, Kurt, I mean, don't you have to go with sort of the mid-cap companies or a company like EOG versus an Exxon?
Well, I think the fracking stocks have done well, and the trend is still good. I think the Permian Basin area is still in the early stages of making money for companies who cracked the code and understand what's going on out there. So there's more life in that one. Some of these stocks have done so well and have peeled back or come back a little bit. And if you have big profits, then you peel back your position a little bit. That should make sense. But I feel that you should continue to be represented in these very strong fracking stocks, the independents like EOG and Continental and Devon and Occidental. They're all in the Permian Basin. The trend, I think, is pretty strong yet. Cimarex is in the Permian Basin, and I have some other smaller dividend-paying stocks in the Permian Basin. So the small cap and the guys that are, well, the dividend stocks haven't done as nearly as well. The stocks have done real well this year. Maybe you might be just a little bit cautious, but I think the trend is still strong. And for the stocks that have been lagging, at least Exxon has caught up about 10 points here in the last couple of months. So its performance hasn't been as far off as it was a few months ago. But Exxon is, you know, a big old solid company. I got most of my money in Exxon among oil and gas stocks because, you know, you and I have talked about this all year long or 2 years. It's a place where you can put a lot of money, and it turns out that it's had a very good return over a long period of time. And we can talk some more about that. If I had to throw in one more idea, I'd say there still are some other stocks that are lagging even more, mostly outside the U.S.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.